Welcome to Must Watch with Wine, a recap podcast covering reality dating shows that you have to watch with a glass of wine in hand. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Alicia.
And we're your hosts. And you guys, we're back with a new show. We're covering Netflix's The Ultimatum. I know we threw out some other shows, but it seems like everyone is watching this show and we're watching it now too. So it seemed like a perfect idea. So we hope y'all enjoy this.
Yeah. No offense to the other shows, but we kind of like this a little better right now.
You can't win them all. Yeah. All right. So let's just kind of just jump in. So I guess first we should briefly discuss the premise of the show, which is basically it's a bunch of couples who have been together for a little bit. And
even that long, like a year and a half to 2.5 years. It's like, y'all have got to be kidding me, but okay.
Yeah, that's why I said a little bit, because I was going to say a while and then I was like, that's not accurate. A little bit.
And even though I just told them to like stop acting up at 2.5 years, that's when I started acting up and I got my ring, y'all.
Yes, a big update since the last pod. Alicia is engaged.
Woo! So excited.
She didn't have to go on Netflix or anything.
Did not want to do the ultimatum. It may have seemed that way, I guess, but it wasn't. But like, yeah, we're together and happy. So the people who are at 2.5 years, I get you. The ones who are at 1.5, I'm like, calm down.
That is something that I want to go into. I guess we'll just go into it now because we're here. Like, the length of time of these relationships, they're all pretty short. I wrote them all down. I think the longest one is 2.5 years.
It is. Yeah. Shortest.
And that just seems
a year and a half.
And especially given their ages, because they're also all, except for Lauren and Nate, who are 29 and 30, they're all like pretty young. Like most of them are 26 and under. And I feel like the length of when you start demanding marriage and stuff, I feel like you can shorten it like the older you get.
But absolutely.
Like one girl's like 23 and it's like, we've been together 2 years and it's time
for you to be married yesterday.
Like, I was like, girl, you just like got into bars. Like,
yeah. And he just got out of the military and like back home. Like, I mean, I thought he said he just got out a year ago and then she's like, he got out a year and a half ago. But then I'm like, so for 6 months of your relationship, you only saw each other in person and now you're like seeing each other in person. I don't know how it worked.
Yeah. But still. Yeah. So those are just some of my like top line thoughts of like these people are young and they haven't really been together that long.
Haven't seen the world together. Haven't seen what life would be like together. Yeah. But I mean, I get you. I'm not saying
you can't get married after 2 years or whatever, but 2 years seems 2 years when you're 23.
Under 25 is like,
seems like a lot to be like, all right, let's hurry it up. But to each their own. I was wondering where they were located too, which did
Houston,
we ever find
Texas.
That out? Houston. Okay. That helps frame it a little bit because I feel like if this was like in New York City, everyone would be like, I'm 35 and I'm not sure if I'm ready to settle down.
Absolutely. Yeah. The location makes a difference. I mean, it's similar probably to like more like the South, you know, where everyone, not everyone, but a lot of your friends are getting engaged and married young and, you know, having kids young. And so you kind of feel that internal pressure to keep up based off of your social statuses and or you don't like myself and you're like, thank God I waited and I'm going to keep not doing the kid thing. And yeah, but anyways.
Yeah. All right. So now we'll go into the actual meat of the episode. So basically we start right out meeting one of the couples and it's Alexis and Hunter. Alexis is 25 and Hunter is 28 and they've been together for 2 years. Alexis initiated the ultimatum and basically hers is real simple. Like a lot of them have like, you know, quote unquote serious reasons. Hers like, I'm ready to get married. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, she's like, we need to get engaged or break up.
And then Hunter, I thought this was interesting, said he's at an age and stage where he's ready to answer the question of whether or not he's ready to get married. But then Alexis was like, clearly you aren't, or else we wouldn't
be we're literally in this situation here
right
on
now.
This stupid show because you did not already propose to me. Like, what?
Yeah, so early prediction, I don't think Hunter and Alexis are going to work out.
Yeah, I would feel the same.
Well, let me say, I have very little faith in most of these couples. There's one that I see a small slither of hope for.
There's one for me as well.
A small slither. But the rest of them are like, why are we even doing this? Pack your things now. Don't waste your time on the show. Go back to your job because this is
working. Yeah. And one of those couples being the next one that they show, Madeline and Colby, for me, they've been dating a year and a half.
My goodness.
Yeah. She's 24. He's 26. They met in college. He was working at a bar. He knew he was the one when he saw her, you know, and he's the touchy-feely one. Like, he is all in on her. And she's just kind of like, I mean, this is cool and everything, but...
Yeah. I'm like, does she even like him? And a little bit later on, it seems like maybe not
as much as like she used to potentially. And here's the saddest part.
Or ever? I don't know.
Well, only reason why I say that is because like their pictures together look like they do have fun together. But that's anything. Anything looks better in a picture for the most part.
Yeah, I was going to say, we all know looking at people on Instagram, they'll be hugged up one day and broken up the next day.
It sucks. It's so sad to see because I'm seeing their pictures like, oh. Okay, I see. Like, they're good. And then the whole time on this show, she's very much, like, not into him.
At all. Speaking of pictures, he looks so different in his photos than he does, like, in the show. I was like, is this the same dude? One, his hair is different, which I guess could be with anyone. His eyes look a little different, like the eye color. I was like, is this the same guy?
I honestly didn't even look at his pictures like that. But I do know that he had a haircut like right before he got on the show. And I think that probably changed up his look a bit.
Yeah. But I just noticed. I was like, that's funny. It's totally different. But Madeline says some things that I would not want a person that I want to marry to say. She said she doesn't believe that there's just one person for everyone. And, you know, which whether you believe that or not, fine. Sure. Then she says she thinks there's a possibility that she can be happy with someone else. And it's natural to wonder what it'll be like in a different relationship. And I was like, OK, you seem very excited about not being with him.
Exactly. And then the other thing is, it's like he gave her the ultimatum, right, you guys? And so she says she's not ready to get married yet. She, you know, is actually really looking forward to being able to explore other relationships. And, you know, he seems to love her very much and is very emotional about even having to give her an ultimatum. But at the end of the day, he said he's just looking for love out of this. So even if it's not with her, he'll be fine. But I don't even know if he will. He seemed very sad.
I think he will be fine once he finds someone else. But I think he will be sad at first. But he'll be all right. He'll be all right. Especially because Colby is the hot ticket on these streets.
Is he?
Yeah, all the girls like Colby. Well, like three.
Okay. Gotcha. I was like, wait, where? But no. Yeah, you're right. he's got to beat him off him. But anyways, we'll get to that. But the couple who I have hope for, I wonder if this is your couple as well, Shanique and Randall. Shanique is 24 and Randall's 26.
And basically, she said he's comfortable going with the flow. And
too she's comfortable. Like,
you know, I want to make sure that we're headed somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And Randall said he wants to get rid of some of his debt before getting married. And then this was interesting. He said marriage in her mind is a big flashy wedding and that she's a spender. And he thinks basically you need to break that habit before getting married and having children. And you want to join a life with somebody who is very financially conscious. Mm-hmm. Now, while I do think it's important to be responsible with your finances, especially when you have kids, like you can kind of, you know, play around if it's just you and your man.
Yeah.
Not, you know, the best idea, but you can. But like, when you have a kid, you need to make sure you have some funds on the side. However, he said he wants to be with someone who's very financially conscious. I don't think a person who would be described as a spender would suddenly become financially conscious, you know?
And they've been dating for a year and a half. So it's not as if he hasn't gotten to see her in all seasons already.
Yeah. So I don't know. And in a lot of couples, there's sometimes the person who is more of the spender and person who's more of the saver. And you kind of just like balance out the roles of like, all right, I'm going to be the one to make sure, you know, we don't miss out on our mortgage payment. And and then here, you know, you take this and then have fun as long as the bills are paid. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, and maybe at some point he'll get like an experience with this, but maybe he just might have to be the person to be the financial manager while she, you know, she says she likes to cook and clean and stuff. So I mean, everyone can have their part.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know,
she doesn't like to keep clean. She says she can cook though.
Yeah, it's just like whatever your strong suits are, just like lean into that. Or if you guys have the same weaknesses, you know, maybe that wouldn't make for a good match. But I can understand too, like feeling like you're having the weight of all of the financial burden and, you know, that kind of thing that could make it really stressful.
Yeah. And then I wonder if it's because there's the burden of like being the money manager and then being the person who makes all the money.
That's true too.
Because it's like if they're both bringing in equal, then it'd be like, all right, here's my share. And then you know, set everything on auto pay or whatever.
Right. And they're not even, if I'm not mistaken, not even living together. So it's one of those things where it's like, you mean you're mad that she's spending like her own individual money? Like, do you know what her savings account is? Like, I'm just wondering.
Yeah, that's true. If they like, ever had, because he might
have great credit.
Yeah. He might be like, oh, she's buying this and buying that. But maybe, you know, she got mad money. Have
she
y'all
got it like that? She got it.
Really talked about it.
Yeah. So we'll see.
So we'll see. And at this point, all the couples are together and we have Nick and Vanessa and they kind of talk about, you know, the premise of the show, which we discuss. And then Nick said that fear of commitment always boils down to the same question. Is there someone out there who would be a better fit? And then they tell us that basically they're going to date the other people on the cast.
Now that was wild to me. I mean, I know we knew what the premise of the show was, but that's like wild to hear that when going in.
Yeah, it is very weird. I thought there was going to be like other people, just like
similar to other
outsiders.
Temptation Island. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And it was like, oh, interesting. Although this is something that I thought of as I was watching the show. If all of these guys, except for one, aren't ready to get married and all the women are, I can see them ending up in the same
situation
area.
Yeah, it's like, why would meeting someone else automatically just like change their minds? But so many of them in their interviews believe that it could, or at least that's what they're telling us.
Although one, we'll get to it later, I can maybe see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anywho, so that's the whole thing. And then we find out that Vanessa basically gave Nick an ultimatum and now they're married and happy. So, hey.
Yeah, that was interesting. After 5 years, they and she was wanting kids and, you know, she was like, what are we doing? And he was like, I don't know. And so they took a short break, each dated one other person and then came back to each other and realized, you know what? They want to be together forever. They gonna figure it out. And they did.
Now I'm going to do a throwback for you, throwing it way back to like 00. Nick Lachey, when he was married to Jessica Simpson, I watched like her Behind the Music or something. Mm-hmm. And I think that she and Nick also took a break before they got married. And so I'm like, obviously Nick just can't jump into it. He has to like, you know, make sure the grass is greener.
Which, yeah. Give me a second. Give me another person real quick.
I was like, what's wrong with you, Nick? Let's talk about this. He and Vanessa have been together for a while and seem happy. So it's
fine. And then they mention basically for the process is that they all get to date whoever they choose out of the group for 3 weeks and live with them for 3 weeks as a, you know, fake marriage situation. I thought that was going to be like interesting. Like, how are you going to like make it to be like, oh, y'all are living together for 3 weeks. So there you go. You're like married. It's like, I don't know. It feels maybe like it'd be different, but who knows? And then they'll get to do the same thing with their actual partner that they showed up there with for 3 weeks and see whether or not absence makes the heart grow fonder or absent. So, yeah.
I wonder. So we find out that Alexis and Hunter do not live together. I wonder if any of the other couples do live together.
Because she mentioned how she'd never like lived with a guy before.
Okay.
Later.
Because then I was like, a 3 week of living together would just be like, all right, so we're just going back to our normal life, you know?
True. Right.
But I guess we'll see when we get to those.
I'm pretty sure April and Jake live together.
Yeah, I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
But
and speaking,
I guess we'll see. Yeah.
Yeah, of April and Jake. So April's 23. And
oh, hold on. Before we get to them,
mm-hmm.
In between Nick and Vanessa talking, they show, you know, they show like little people just saying like snippets of things. But this one I had to write down. Hunter said that he isn't ready to be married to Alexis now. But if he meets the right person, he can get engaged tomorrow.
Right. That was wild.
And so I was like, that That right there says it all. Y'all need to break up.
I don't want to be with her. Like, that was it. Like, how can you meet a perfect stranger and be ready tomorrow, but not to the person that you've been dating for? And how long have they been dating again? 2 years.
Yeah. It's like, go home. You don't like her.
It's like, this is very clear and obvious and okay. Yeah, no, yeah. That was weird. And then, of course, we also saw Madeline saying that Randall immediately caught her eye, and she's already looking forward to exploring that.
Madeline got the hots for Randall.
Okay.
Okay, now we can go to April and Jake. Yeah.
So Jake is 26, April's 23, and they've been dating for 2 years. He doesn't think that he'll leave the show having feelings for anyone else because April's the one giving the ultimatum. She doesn't think that he is going to find anyone who matches her looks and personality. Now, in their little interviews and stuff, they seem to be very affectionate. And he says that he wants this experience to make them stronger. And she says she wants to grow old with him because he's the best role model as a friend and a partner. She's crying. He tears up. I'm like, okay, they got a lot of emotional love stuff going on, which is cool. That's cute to see.
About this part where they were crying, this was funny to me. She was like, I just want to be like 50 or 65 with you. And that made me laugh because I was like, that's such a 23-year-old person saying, like, this is really old.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, girl, you can up it to the 90s.
Right. Take your vitamins, work out.
But no, that was funny. He tells her he loves her and, you know, he says they're best friends and she's shown him what a relationship should look like. She says that they've talked about marriage from the jump. So now she does not understand what he is doing, like why he is doing husband-like things, like buying her a car if they ain't married yet.
I was like, yeah, that is a big purchase, especially because Jake's thing allegedly is he wants to be financially stable. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you stable enough to buy somebody else a car.
But he also wants to take care of other people, right? So he's like, oh, because I care about you. Like, that is a way to put it off, right? Oh, I care about you. I did this, see, but like, I don't want to marry you. And yeah. It's like,
you care about somebody, like, make them dinner or something.
Yeah, exactly. Listen to me. Rub my feet. I don't know. Like, I don't know. It was weird. But
I was very wondered about how financially stable or instable. Unstable? Yeah, unstable.
Because instability, actually, that's why you got it.
Yes, yeah, that's where I was.
It's cool. I feel bad for her, though, because she did say she wanted a mom car. Sorry if you heard all that in the city. She said she wanted a mom car. And, you know, so he got her an SUV, to have kids in the back. But, you know, no kids yet. She wants kids yesterday. And for him, he's like, you know, I just got out of military a year ago. She's like, yeah, but we were so in love. We almost eloped while you eloped while you were in the military.
Now, I thought this was funny because a lot of people in the military, and I think it's tied to like all of the benefits that they get.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of like marriages happening over there. So I was like, girl, that was your moment. That if you wanted to get married, you don't let him come out of the military and then try to tie.
What was you doing? What was you doing? Maybe. Don't know what happened there. Maybe he was told by somebody, don't do it.
So I said, maybe that's why he had to leave the service. He wasn't ready to get married. And they was like, nah, that's not what we do here.
That's not what we do here, sir. Everybody's married. This is where he started to lose me. So at first, I really liked him. And don't get me wrong, still throughout the episode, I end up liking him. But this was like weird watching it back to where he's like, yeah, I hope the going through this experience will help give us clarity on the situation. And it's like, I don't, what clarity is it that he was looking for exactly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he says that, you know, he wants her to be his wife, the mother of his kids. He hopes at the end of the experiment, he'll be down on one knee proposing to her. And she's like, that'll make me really happy. And he's like, yeah, I know it would. But it's like, but then so.
Yeah, if that's what you hope for, just do it.
What more do you need? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now, I understand that my perspective on relationships can be very different because if you haven't listened to past episodes and you're just joining us, for, you know, this show. One, welcome. Two, I met my husband very young. I was 18, and then we dated all through college and post-college and ended up getting married. So when people say, like, you know, like, oh, I don't know if I want this person because, you know, I'm only 23 or 24, I just have a hard time buying into that. Now, we didn't get married until I was 20. What was that? I was 26, turned, hold on, 26, 27? I don't know. I was 26, I think. No, I was 26 when we got engaged. I was 27, turning 28 when we got married. That's it. Okay. But, you know, so we had some time where we were not married. And I can understand wanting to be like older, more money, blah, 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 before you get married. Mm-hmm. But I kind of feel like you know if your person is your person, mm-hmm. or they're not. And I think if after dating for a certain period of time, you're unsure, then
yeah.
that just seems like the answer to me.
And I will say, even though I was like dogging them at first, honestly, a year and a half probably is your sweet spot, because I do still think that, I mean, I know some people can get together, you know, within, you know, 30 days, right? But for me, I would think that a year is truly what is needed to see people in all seasons, to meet all of the different people in their lives, to see, you know, what little quirks they have, what the weather does to them, you know what I'm saying? Anything. And I really think that that's important. And so I could see once you get to the year and a half mark, you're kind of getting antsy because you're like, okay, we're doing this all over again. And we've already like been together and we've traveled. You have to travel. I feel like if you don't travel with a person, go on vacation with a person, and you don't know what that looks like, it would not be good to go ahead and get engaged, because certain people you can't travel with, you know, they can't make you feel good. Anyways, said all that to say, you're right. Yeah, like there is a certain time after dating where you're like, this is my person. We're just going to mm-hmm. take our time to figure out when we're going to get engaged and married. But that's always going to be the end goal.
Yeah. Versus like being together 2 years, being like, I don't know how much I like them. Like being together in a committed relationship, like only me, only you.
Yeah.
Well, if y'all like dating and you're dating other people, that's a different discussion.
Right. Because then that's still separate until mm-hmm. like you guys decide to be monogamous or not.
Yeah. So I don't know. They like, they have good bones to the relationship, but the meat isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. I think they do love each other.
Definitely. And I could see the best friend aspect as to why, mm-hmm. like, but I wonder if that's what's holding them together more than.
Not like the deep, passionate love.
Yeah, because it's weird, because it's like they do have an emotional connection as well, but it's like it doesn't, like you said, like it's more of a friendship seeming like bond holding them together, plus like familiarity, you know, mm-hmm. like just being comfortable with each other. But now it's like, oh, hold on, I get to explore again? Like, I like this.
Yeah. And I do wonder, this is me projecting stuff onto Jake, but he was in the military. So I wonder, you know, it's a very structured lifestyle there. And so I wonder if he's kind of like, I finally have the freedom to mm-hmm. choose and do things and do whatever I want. And maybe, you know, this thing that I've been used to all these years isn't what I want.
That's what it seemed like. And then he was like, he just wanted to take more time. So it mm-hmm. wasn't, and it wasn't even that, you know, he was in the military while they were together. So it's like, they still lost some days together, you know, some time yeah. together in person.
And depending on like when he had to deploy and for how long, they might have only really been together for like 6 months.
That's what I was saying. So that's why I was like, if he just got back, then I don't know. You know, like you can't base it off the fact that, oh, we've been together 2 years. It's like, no, you kind of need an extra time for him to get more acclimated back to, you know, the real world type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows, yeah. girl?
All right. Now, this is another couple that I have zero faith in.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, just like, who is it? The first couple, Alexis and Hunter, mm-hmm. and Madeline and Colby, these people, I'm like, all right, just leave right now. Save us all the trouble.
Y'all can probably go. And they've also been dating for 2 years. Two and a half years, Lauren and Nate?
Yeah, okay. Lauren and Nate. And Lauren's 29, Nate is 30. So this was like an age where I'm like, okay, I can kind of see where you're getting antsy and like, all right, so we doing this or not?
One small snippet about that. Netflix had her age wrong initially. They had her at like 26. And then she posted the other day about her birthday and she was turning 30. And everyone was like, why did Netflix lie about your age? She's like, I don't know. It was weird.
Oh, that's funny. So they went through
and updated it. Changed it since we did our rewatch today. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, because I didn't watch it when it first dropped. I had a lot of other stuff going on. So I just started watching it just to like recap it. So my takes are fresh. I don't even know what happens. I've been avoiding spoilers like the plague. It's very difficult because everyone's talking about it.
Yeah.
So that's really funny.
Yeah, it was funny. It was like, what was that about? Okay.
But basically their issue is that he wants a kid, she doesn't. which is a very big issue. Mm-hmm. And
he gave the ultimatum.
Yeah, he's the ultimatum giver. And she said she believes in compromise, but not sacrifice. And basically he was like, you can't really compromise because you can't have like half a child. And I was like, yeah. And that's one thing. I think the kid thing, if you don't align, you just need to cut your losses.
But that's the thing. Like, that makes it a deal breaker. So, like, what are you doing? You can't force the other person to choose. And that's what she's saying. She's like, I'm not trying to force you to change your mind, but I'm just saying you can't force me to change my mind either. But I guess they just really enjoy being together that they haven't broken up yet.
It's like, because both of them seem to know what needs to happen, but neither one wants to be the one to do it. And I think, I don't necessarily know if this is the case with, what is his name, with Nate, but sometimes I think guys think women will grow out of not wanting to have kids.
They definitely do.
It's like, oh, she's just saying that now. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, she's 29 when they're airing. She probably met her when she was 26. He's like, oh, she's just young and having fun. Mm-hmm. She'll get older and she'll change her mind. And now they're 2.5 years in. It's like, okay, she's almost 30 and she still don't want kids. Hold on. What's going on here?
Nope. I know. Exactly. And so like, that's the saddest part, because you hate to feel like you've wasted that time, even though I'm sure that, you know, they've gotten some good qualities from it and grown from it and things like that. It's just like, you can't date to hope someone's going to change their mind. You really have to take them as they are and be okay with that. Like, throughout forever.
Yeah. And even with children, like, say he convinces her to have a child. Like, she's like, fine, I'll give you a baby. Leave me alone. That's not great. Because,
not the way you really want it to go.
Yeah. One, he'll probably end up being the main parent. And then that'll build resentment, because it's like, oh, I'm doing everything for this baby and you're not doing nothing. And she's going to be like, well, I didn't want this baby.
You asked me for it. Push it out my body. And could you do that? No. Yeah.
And then that also leaves the kid messed up too, because it's like, how come my mama don't love me? And it's like, sorry, baby, I didn't want you.
And my daddy forced the issue.
Yeah, so I don't know. And that can go for, you know, the roles swap too, but we're talking about Lauren and Nate right here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I just want them to chalk it up. They can just leave right now. We don't have to do this.
For real. And like, they're, you know how it is. Like, of course, couples argue and things like that, but their discussion didn't go across as smoothly as some of the other people's discussions did. And so it was kind of jarring to see, like, theirs was already like a tense discussion, because their main issue is like, you know, the hard point of the kids. And it's like sad, because she tried to come at it really calmly and he's like very passionate about it, but it seemed like he kept talking over her and it just didn't feel nice and loving.
Yeah, because everyone else is kind of like, I love you, but I'm confused and I just don't understand what I want, versus they are like, they probably beat this, you know, beat it over the head like a million times. It's like, all right, you want a kid, I don't want a kid. How many times are we going to talk about this? So I'm sure both of them were like, here we go again, the same discussion over and over.
That's true.
All right, now we're at Ray and Zay. I have a lot of notes about them. Okay. And it's just because a lot of their word choices, I feel, say a lot than what they necessarily didn't quote unquote say with words. Although Zay, he kind of said the things that I was thinking.
Yeah.
So Ray, she gave the ultimatum. She said they dated through college. Oh, she's 24, he's 25, and they've been together for 2.5 years. They dated through college and she graduated. She has everything planned out for her life. And the next step after college is proposal and then babies. So I'm like, all right. Which a lot of, at least women that, you know, I would see, everyone had like that kind of like idea. But I don't know if it had to be like, you know, the moment you step off campus.
No, I definitely didn't have it at all. But yeah, I did know some people were very ready. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought I wanted in my youth. I was like, all right, I'm going to graduate and then I'm going to get engaged. And that's not how it played out. But as I got older, I was like, you know, this works out. I don't know if I want, you know, like a kid at 23. I mean, people do it, but.
Yeah, it worked out well for you the way that you guys did it.
Yeah, it worked out for me. And that's, you know, that's what I have to live for. And Ray said that she is the full package, because she stays in the gym, she has a degree, she cooks, she cleans, and she knows how to fuck. I was like, well, right.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Get it, girl.
I was like, love that for you, girl.
Go ahead, girl. She said, listen, I know what I bring to the table. Do not play.
And then Zay asks what she wants out of spending the time with the guys. And she says she's going to try to find someone that's the opposite of him and see how it goes. And he's like, how's that going to help you find out if you, you know, really want to be with me? And I was wondering if she was kind of approaching it in a way that she wouldn't get herself distracted, kind of like she's scared to fall for someone else.
I didn't read it like that. But I mean, it's not to say that that's not what she thought. I kind of thought it was more so like she knows what she's getting with him and she does love him and wants to marry him. But if things aren't, you know, 100% aligned with them right now, then she wonders what it would look like basically if the grass is greener, right? If she chose a completely different guy. Mm-hmm. Like, would he actually check all the boxes and make her feel safe and secure and good? Or would it still be the same regardless?
Yeah. I can see that. However, I want to dig into a bit of if she really loves him. Mm-hmm. So we'll, you know, go into the discussion. So Zay, basically, he said he wants to make it work with her because, you know, he loves her. She's a good woman. She wants to grow old with him, have her have his kids, and that she's taught him a lot of things and changed him and helped him learn things and showed him love that he's never had before. And then he says, you know, how do you feel about me? And her response is that I want you to be my husband and I want you to see me as your wife. And then he's like, but how do you feel about me? Like, that didn't answer the question, which was my same response, Zay. I was like, that didn't say how you feel about him. And basically, she couldn't give an answer. They even showed her talking to a producer, and the producer was like, so why do you love Zay? Why do you want to marry him? And she was like, can we not ask this question? And so here's my thoughts on Ms. Ray. I think it could be one of two things or both. I think Zay is like the type of man that she pictured herself with. You know, he seems tall. He's handsome. Looks like he played a sport. All that good stuff. You know, you write down your list like, oh, I want an athlete who's tall and handsome and brown skin and went to college and blah, blah, blah. So he probably checks all those boxes. And she's like, yes, this is my husband. Found him. Done. Or it could be, I've already spent this amount of time with him. Invested. I'm not redoing all that. Or it's a combination of the two.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think she, of course, like cares about him to an extent. But I don't think she has the feelings that you should have for someone you want to spend the rest of your life with, which he kind of said too. He was like, you gave the ultimatum, but I feel like I'm the one, you know, who's really nervous here because you can't even say what you like about me.
Yeah, no, for sure. And like, that's the thing too, where it's like, dang, it really does seem reversed. It's kind of funny. But as you get into some of the later episodes, I think it'll all like start to make more sense. So
I see people talking about them on the internet, so
yeah, but I'm only on like episode 3, but even then I'm like, okay, certain things make so much more sense now than what it seemed like on episode 1. I was like, I'm so confused. But yes, from episode 1 does not seem at all like she is head over heels in love.
Yeah.
And it does seem like he is, and it is sad that they're in this situation.
Yeah, so I guess we'll see how they continue to pan out. And so, then we go to Shanique and Randall. These are two people who do seem in love with each other.
They seem so cute and so happy. And like, and they even were joking about like what, you know, they're looking forward to without each other. And he tells her, you know, not being nagged all the time jokingly. And she's able to laugh it off. And they just seem like really cute. He says, you know, he's not ready to let her go yet. And he hopes she understands what's at stake since she gave the ultimatum. And she does. And she's like really sad that she did, kind of.
Yeah, like, she's like, oh, crap.
Yeah. Like, why did I do this?
Madeline is coming for your man.
Oh, my God. So hard, hot and heavy. Can't wait.
She cannot wait.
Cannot wait.
She's been looking to kick Colby to the curb.
Okay. For any and it seemed like any and everybody, but only Randall for now.
Yeah.
But I actually really hope it works out for them in the end. You know, I'm not fully spoiled yet, so I probably will do a binge watch. But but yeah, I mean, I realize it just looks like they do have that true, genuine love.
Yeah. Yeah, you could see their connection. They were all cuddled up, and it was precious. Oh, and she starts to cry, and he, like, comforts her, and it was sweet. So y'all can do it. I believe in you.
Yes.
And then we see some of the other couples have their, like, morning before they go explore. April and Jake, she was walking on his back, I guess. Like,
she was giving him like a serious foot massage. back massage with her feet.
Yeah. And then she was like, who else could do this for you? And I was like, probably not that many people, just because you have to be a certain like size. You have to be petite to do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And I mean, I feel like, I guess most of the women are on there, but even still, like, I would just be terrified.
Yeah, she seems smaller than the rest of them. She just seems like really... like a small person, like a petite person. Yeah. Not just like in waist size, but like height and
support. Yeah, and I mean, and they clearly do this all the time. I don't think that was something that...
Yeah, no, that was not the first time. Real good, yeah. And she said, it feels like he's being deployed again, except this time he's going to go date a bunch of women instead.
You don't know what he did over there. No, I'm just kidding. But but yeah, she's also feeling a little like regretful for giving the ultimatum and just like wants to go back to bed together. Like, no, this is not happening. But yeah.
Yeah. And then Alexis and Hunter, we see them together. And then so here's another part of Alexis and Hunter's, I guess, like, issue. He wants to move in together. She wants to get engaged. In her thing, she's, you know, kind of like, why buy the cow if you can get the milk for free type of situation. She's like, I'm going to be cooking for you, cleaning for you, doing your laundry. And what am I getting out of it? Mm-hmm. And I was like, girl, you don't have to do his laundry.
Right. I was like, wait, who told you these are the rules of living together? I don't know. Like, you guys, you can still do all of that together and some stuff separate. But
okay. Yeah, it's like, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to.
No, ma'am. Did he tell you this is what you'd have to do if you moved in? Or are these just your own expectations for yourself?
Yeah. And at the very least, I guess, hold out for your ring if you want to. It's like, all right, we can move in together, but you're going to have to.
I'm not touching any of this. None of it. Until I have a ring. Thanks.
Yeah. I'm really... I guess people are different about the laundry thing, but I'm like, you can do your own laundry. You're grown up.
I think the same. I think all people should. I think the only thing that makes sense is if it's like, hey, I have some whites and I don't have enough. Like, do you have any whites I can
add? Yeah, like, stuff like that. Or, you know, if your stuff's in the wash and I'll move it to the dryer, but I'm not like sorting your laundry for you.
I have
you
no idea stuff. What's dirty of yours. I don't
and
know.
Also, you want your own garments to be cleaned certain ways. And then if someone like messes up, you know, if I mess up his favorite shirt, now he mad at me and be like, I was doing your laundry.
I know. Oh my gosh. I had gone to my boyfriend's house before, back when we were, you know, not fiancés. And call myself like doing the most. And I think I washed a load for him for some reason. I have no idea, girl. I have literally zero clue. But he does not like to like dry certain shirts. And here I am just throwing everything in the dryer. He's like, oh no, this doesn't go there, you know? So it's like, great, you do your own thing. I do my own thing forever and always.
Yeah. And actually, my husband, he's more responsible with laundry than me. So if anything, I should be asking him to do mine. He's way better.
Yeah, I was recently asked to start folding my clothes when it comes out of the dryer.
Okay, like, he hasn't asked me that, but I'm sure he's going to listen to it and cut me a look like, see?
You too. Get those clothes out of that chair.
As long as they're clean, that's what matters.
Yeah, exactly how I feel, but apparently it's an eyesore.
All right, okay.
Poor Colby and Madeline.
I just want Colby to find someone who likes
him. I know, right? He's telling her how, I had to laugh because the fact that he's telling her this, it was hilarious because it was like, Colby, you really thought Madeline wasn't about to like go live the full experience? But he's like, yeah, I want you to just make sure you live the full experience. Don't hold back, you know? And I'm like, I thought that was all she came here to do.
Right. The only thing that was going to hold Madeline back is if she wasn't into any of them.
Yeah, that would have been it. Yeah. She does say, surprisingly, that she does love doing life with him. And though that she wants to explore what her life would look like without him.
She didn't say, at least not in what we were shown, she didn't say that she loved him.
No.
She said, I love being around you and I love like doing things for you. I would say that I love doing things, you know, with my best friends and I love hanging out with them, but I'm not marrying them.
Exactly. I mean, that's the same vibes I got too. And then the next line was even worse because she's like, she says the only thing scarier than losing him right now would be marrying him.
Yeah. Like, I had to rewind that, made sure I heard that right. I was like, hold on.
And
she said it to his face.
I mean, better, right? But like, what? Why would it be so scary marrying me?
Yeah. Jeez. Poor sweet Colby. And he just took it on the chin. He was like, yeah, I just want you to go figure out. And then if you come back, then that's how I know you really want me or whatever. And I was like, oh, bless this young man.
But I did like that he basically said, you know, he'll move on if he needs to and choose, you know, because he needs to choose a life partner who's ready for what he's ready for.
And likes him.
Mm-hmm. That would also help, I'm sure.
Oh, man. I'm sure she likes him. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And so now the couples are going to start dating. They have 1 week until they choose who they want to fake marry. April said she's looking for a manly man and someone who is exciting, adventurous, loving, and 6 feet or taller. So it's like, all right. The thing is, she looks, like we said, she looks small. It doesn't even seem like Jake is 6 feet.
I know, right? I was like, girl, so wait, you want something different than your man? I mean, I get it. Hey, go for everything now that you're out here, but I just wondered.
Yeah, she's probably like, I fell for him, so, you know, it's cool, but if we're picking fresh from the jump,
I'm going to get me a tall man. I like them tall. Thanks.
So first, she and Zay are chatting, and he mentions financial stability, and she's like, ugh.
Hate you. Hate it.
She says, like, she's financially stable on her own. She doesn't need a man. She paid for her own boobs. She can take care of herself. I was like, okay.
I was like, what does she do for a living? I wonder, because the fact that she said it like that, but then she also talks about how she wants to be a stay-at-home mom. So it was, like, interesting.
Yeah, so you do need them to be financially stable if you don't want to work anymore.
That would be helpful, I think.
Well, she's like, I'm fine if we don't have a home. I just want love.
Yeah, like, I work this, like, other job that somehow always gives me money, but I never have to do anything.
Maybe she comes from money. Maybe she has, like, a trust fund
or
something.
That could be a thing. That would be helpful.
Yes. She's like, I already got it in the bank. We're all good.
Like, what are you talking about? Like, this is just the beginning. You know, I just turned 23 and got this money. Like,
yeah, for real. And then they show her a montage of her talking to the guys, and they basically all mention financial stability.
Mm-hmm. Hunter tells her the same. Randall does the same. She calls it a BS excuse.
Alexis, which I want to discuss.
Yeah, go ahead.
How you feel about the financial stability?
I think it's
reason.
Important.
I feel I agree with both, which isn't helpful. I do think it can be used as a crutch.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, obviously, I don't want you to be like, I can't pay my bills and mm-hmm. we should get married. Like, no, you need to be able to maintain your lifestyle. And then if something happens to, like, you know, if I can't work or whatever, I need to know we're not about to be on the street.
Mm-hmm.
So I do agree there. But then I also think that guys can use it as just, like, a way to keep pushing it off. However, I think society and things are changing over time, but, you know, it's hard to break down patriarchy. society, you know, tells men that they need to be the breadwinner, make lots of money, have lots of money, and that's what makes them worthy. So if they don't feel like they have all of that,
yeah, absolutely,
it can probably be tough for them to feel like they can settle down.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. I think that that's very important to note, as well as I think that it only seems like a crutch if you don't have a plan. Like, you can't mm-hmm. tell me, oh, I'm just waiting to be financially stable and not tell me what steps you're taking to do that.
Yeah. You're not applying for no new jobs.
Yeah,
you're not saving.
Yeah. You're still in debt. You know, you got bad credit. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of those things are not, you know, giving me anything to work with.
Yeah.
But if you are actively working on those things and you're letting me know that and letting me know when we're trying to get to the next level, then that is something that you work with as, you know, a couple, because you want you guys to enjoy your life going forward, because, you know, money mm-hmm. issues, you know, are like a leading cause for divorce. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's not really money. It's more communication, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I wonder how, if at all, these couples have talked about how they're getting to that financial stability, like you said, because that's pretty much every guy's hang up here.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman is like, you know, I don't need you to be rich or what have you. I just want to get married. And it's like, you're, you know, not out there hustling, not, you know, financially planning, not doing any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah, it just seems fake versus I have a 3-year plan and then I should have all my student loans paid off or whatever.
Right.
then that's different.
Exactly. And so, but I mean, you're right though, with the whole like society beating you down to the, or beating men down to the point that they feel like, you know, they don't have much to bring to the table if they don't feel like they're at that point of financial stability. So I get it all. Sucks. But yeah.
Well, guys, if you just start learning how to do laundry, you can, you know, balance that out. I don't got no money, but I'll wash your clothes.
Wash and cook. And like, and that fold helps them. So much.
And fold them. My clothes.
Just fold them and hang them up. And like, get rid of the ones that I can't fit anymore that I just, I'm not getting rid of myself. Like, thanks.
No, you need to keep them just in case.
Exactly. So they never go anywhere. And then all the clothes keep piling on.
You just have clothes from like four sizes ago. Being like, girl, one day.
I'm still getting rid of college clothes. I'm like so embarrassed. It's like, why? Where did this come from? But yes, Alexis starts talking to Nate, and basically she was just like, she wants the guys to see her being all cute, and she wants to start exploring these men and letting them see her and enjoy her. And I was like, uh-oh. Alexis ain't coming to play with y'all.
Yeah, but they didn't seem like they really coming to play with Alexis either.
Shots fired.
No, but did you not get the same vibes?
Oh, like, oh absolutely. And I felt bad about it. But I mean,
yeah.
I can't wait till we get to the later points. But yeah.
It's okay. Maybe it's just, you know, it's a small sampling of guys.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you have five guys walking room, you know, there's not a, not necessarily means that, you know, you'll be all their type or any of their type.
Yeah. But I mean, even with her and what his name, Hunter, who she was? No, Hunter.
Hunter, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't even see those two together. Like, you know how you can like see couples and you're like, oh, I see them together.
Yeah.
It's like, they almost seem like two random people.
Yeah. Two people hanging. They just wanted to get on TV.
Yeah. I was like, hey, we're just going to pop up on here real quick. Yeah. But anyways.
And then so Madeline, first they show her talking to Zay, and she asks, what's most important for him to find in a partner? He said sex life is very important to him. Now, I'm hoping that wasn't Zay's first answer and that they just cut it differently, because I'm like, okay, I agree that, you know, sexual compatibility is important. But the most important thing, you know, not like, you know, different family goals or financial goals or moral, religion, something.
Maybe his thing is like, let's figure out the sex part first and then everything else can follow, because he didn't mention that with Ray. You know, he mentioned all the other things, you know, like emotional connection and, yeah, her,
and we know that
this, that, and the other. So
we know that Ray knows how to fuck, so
yeah, obviously, so there's no problems there. Yeah, so he doesn't address that with her anymore. He's only worried about the hey, do you love me part.
It's like, all right, now we can get to the more emotional.
Exactly. So I guess when meeting new people, he's like, first things first, my girlfriend has set a high standard. So,
which and maybe Ray was right. Maybe no one else can meet.
Yeah, she didn't mention it was multiple times a day, bitch. Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
He said at least 2 to 3 times. Now, I have questions.
They are young as hell. But anyways.
Well, one. Okay. So they both, she just recently got out of college. And he says later on that he's still in college.
Yeah.
So your schedule is very different when you're in college. You have a lot more free time in the day than when you're going to work from 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming they don't have work from home jobs, because then that can also give you time to, you know, do your thing. But like, okay, so, you know, when you're in college, you have like a class here, class there, you have like hour break, 2 hour break. You can, you know, fit time to get it in between classes and such. But when you worked all day, unless y'all are waking up early to do it and then doing it at night.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what else is going to fit into your schedule.
Yeah. And I mean, it also makes a difference too if they live together. Maybe they do live together. And so maybe that would help. But I mean, you know, I was such a, like, I was like a nerd in college. Like, I had a job in between those hours of breaks. I didn't have like a break. Like, I could go anywhere.
Oh my goodness. So, anything. My senior year, second semester, but it was definitely my senior year. I had such a light schedule. I only had class on Tuesdays and Thursdays. One of them was like a movie watching class. Oh, I had taken like all of my core classes beforehand. So I really had it set up. One was like a class that met once a week, and it was super easy. The teacher was hardly there. We never had class.
Sometimes.
And then I was like, you know what I'll do? I'll get an internship. And then my roommate, she had a similar schedule, but she did not get an internship. And I would just come home. She'd be chilling. I'm like,
chilling. Man.
I'm so stupid.
Yeah. How nice would it have been to have chilled? Like, I don't know. I never had any chill, but yeah.
Yeah. You know, and we both have jobs now. So was it really worth it?
Exactly. It's like, it didn't mean anything.
Granted, we're in different fields. I was in journalism where they depend on young people working for free.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. In journalism, a lot of the internships are unpaid. It's rough out there. Yeah.
So sad. Yeah.
It's okay. I'm okay now.
It worked out. Oh, my gosh. But here's the other thing that I kind of found funny, after, especially like when we get into later episodes or later in this episode even. So Madeline, you know, felt a little turned off by Zay saying, you know, the whole like his sex drive is like, you know, he needs to have it multiple times a day. She basically is like, yeah, that's not necessarily what I came here looking for. And I'm like, Madeline, I'm keeping my eye on you because your tune changes a bit when you talk to Randall. But whatever. Hunter
sex with Zay.
Yeah, that's what she meant to say. Got it. With Hunter, she's basically, Hunter does nothing for her.
Yeah, I didn't write down what they said. I said she chats with Hunter. It was a bust.
He mentions liking sci-fi books, and she's like, next. I'm like, aw, yeah. Hunter, poor Hunter. I'm actually surprised the girl he's with, Alexis, is fine with that, but whatever. I like it, Hunter. It's cool. Madeline finally finds Randall, and she just feels like he is the sexiest thing ever, child, and like their energy can match. And like, I never saw Madeline as very energetic or sexy or all that, you know, for where she's saying like her and Randall are on the same level and page.
Yeah. But I guess maybe it depends because she doesn't like Hunter. I mean, what's her boyfriend's name? Colby. Zay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So her maybe. Her energy does start to change, and you'll notice her outfits and makeup and hair, everything starts to change too, because when she came in with Colby, she was just looking, you know, regular, and then she started showing interest in Randall, and out of nowhere, I'm like, hold on, who is this? That's still Madeline?
Mm-hmm. She took off her little shorts, she was shimmying down like,
I was like, look at me and my body, I've got it together.
But you know. Then I felt bad, because then she just kind of, there's shitting on poor Colby.
Yeah.
And then she said that Colby's a great guy, and he's like, but he annoys her. And I was like, why are you gonna do him like this? And she said he talks too much and she just wants him to shut up.
I was like, okay, so I don't know, but you know what, Randall kind of did the same thing, because my thing was, it's like, what was the question? Basically, like, what you're wanting in a partner and like what you're not getting from your partner now. And I guess they were being truthful, but it still seemed hurtful.
Randall's, it was slightly nicer, which he said, like, her friends call her Michelle Obama because she talks a lot and asks a lot of questions. I'm like, does Michelle Obama talk a lot and ask a lot?
I've literally never known Michelle Obama to be talking a lot. So I was like, that was kind of weird.
I mean, she's a speaker.
And she speaks well and eloquently, and maybe that's where they were going with that. But I never heard, like, seen, like, Michelle Obama's talking people's heads off and and it's never going to be, you know, not a compliment if someone compares you to Michelle Obama. So I was like, bet, thanks. But right. But then he also said something about, like, he doesn't want someone to, like, always be ready to go off or, like, take it to the next level.
Yeah, quick to react.
Thank you, girl. I didn't write down exactly what he said. Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's like, I wonder if he was basically just trying to, like, not leave Madeline out in the dust complaining, but also you should,
how
like
dare you, yeah. I don't, you don't yeah. know this girl.
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't throw your partner or ex.
Madeline just went right for it. She was like, Colby's not very realistic, like, what
she
do
was
you mean?
Waiting to let somebody know how she felt about
wait
Colby.
I'm sorry, did like Colby think y'all are gonna run off onto the, like into the sunset for real, or like what do you mean?
Yeah,
he's not realistic about the fact that you don't like him like that and he trying to marry you. Maybe that's what she meant.
Yeah, I don't know. And I was like, oh, poor Colby. I feel like he's going to watch that back and be hurt. Like, even if he knew that she wasn't, like, trying to get married, I can't imagine that he would have thought she was saying all that, you know?
Exactly. If I saw that back from my person, I just can't imagine what is it going to take for me to kind of get over that? Is it just that we've grown out of that stage and so I can forgive it because we're good now? But, like, I'm still hurt that you're out here trashing me to these other people. And it seemed like you meant it.
Yeah, because even if that's how she felt, just, like, she took the first opportunity to just, like, go in on him.
Mm-hmm.
Which I would not like.
And at no point did it need to happen. And if it was going to happen, it needed to happen to him.
Yeah, or if it was like, you know, during their 3 week fake marriage and they're having like a deep talk or something. We're not like sitting poolside, like, oh, what brings you here? Well, this man won't shut up. He's too unrealistic. He never lets me sit and think. He's like,
yeah, it's like, Jesus. So yeah, that was
interesting. We got your back, Colby.
We hear Colby. And speaking of another person who kind of has his back, April, they both bonded over being the ones who gave an ultimatum. He says that, and this was kind of sad, but he said that Madeline does not use him as a shoulder to cry on. And like he wants her to understand, like he's really there for her.
Yeah. He just
they're
wants
not
to
on the
love her
same.
And she won't let him.
Yeah. You know, so he's like, they're not on the same page yet. And a part of it is because of their backgrounds. Now, this helped me see her side a little bit clearer. So he's seen marriage work with his parents and it be a really great, loving thing. And she recently saw her parents get divorced. And I mean, and it scared her away from the commitment. So, okay, Colby, give her a break. Dang.
Yeah, I could understand that because if her, assuming that they've been married like her whole life up until now.
Yeah.
And then they, and he said it was like a nasty divorce too.
Yeah. So it's
it
like,
wasn't like,
real.
Oh, we just fell out of love with each other and, you know, we're going to be friends, but not a couple.
Yeah.
So I can definitely see like, my parents have been married my whole life. And then if they just suddenly like, you know, hated each other and got divorced, I might be a little shook too. Like, whoa. Cause you see like, oh, marriage is forever. Like, oh, maybe it's not.
Yeah.
Oh, but we need to, note that he did talk to Alexis too. Cause that's a little bit important.
Oh, sorry. Later. Yeah. I did skip it on accident. Whoopsie. Cause, Zay and Shanique actually chat, did I miss anybody else? Okay, yeah, Zay and Shanique actually chat, and they kind of seem like they have good chemistry.
But she's kind of looking over at
her part, Randall.
Yeah,
Randall. With, Madeline. Like, Madeline. What's so funny?
And then it's weird because, and maybe they'll show up in future episodes, but then they just disappear. They don't really show either of them again. And I was like, is Shanique here? Hello?
I know. I mean, I guess they didn't give much outside of like, they were just connecting over being jealous over their partners chatting with the other person.
Can you believe we're here? Yeah, man, that's crazy. Yeah.
But yes, you're right. Going back to Colby and Alexis. Girl, Alexis was so into Colby. So, so into Colby. It was like sad.
Yeah, Colby is hot in these streets.
That's what you said.
And that is what I said. And also, she said, he asked what she wants in a potential partner. And she said, finances are so important. Then she said in an interview that if Hunter wasn't making enough money, she would walk away. And then she was like,
enough money that was acceptable to her.
Yeah. And I was like, and she was like, I don't think I've ever said that out loud. And she's like, ooh.
Definitely not to him. And it's like, oh my gosh, then don't tell us. Like, that is just so, again, heartbreaking for him to have to watch back.
Yeah. I would like to know what amount is considered acceptable.
Right. It's very interesting. But yeah, because she sits down with Colby and she basically tells him how she likes that he gave the ultimatum and that it seems like he's type A and a go-getter and Hunter isn't like that. And so she wonders if she needs a different personality type. They're both in sales. And now she mentions she has a certain lifestyle that she wants to live. Marriage is a financial and emotional decision. And basically, you know, she really about that money, which makes sense. Like, go ahead and be about it. But, you know, she just like, she doesn't want to live just like a comfortable life. She wants to
live extraordinary.
Yeah.
At least you got to tell Hunter.
Yeah. But Colby said, listen, don't think I'm your man. Yeah. I mean, to us. He didn't tell her that right then. He was just like, oof.
Yeah.
Girl, that was a lot.
And then after those two chats, he chats with Lauren. And she said he was the first guy that she was drawn to. And basically, most of their conversation is centered around her not wanting kids. And then he kind of levels with her. And he was like, yeah, I get that. He was like, if I had to, you know, push the baby out, I could understand your point, too. And then he was like, so is it just the whole, like, giving birth thing? And she said it's 75% of parenting and then 25% of, like, being pregnant and carrying the child. And then she mentioned how Nathan, which I totally forgot his name.
Nathaniel, Nate, yeah.
Yeah, he works a lot and is a business owner. So basically, will he have time to be a present parent? Which is a...
That's huge.
Yeah, that's a very genuine concern. Yeah. I wonder if they've actually expressed, if she's expressed that concern to him before, or if she just kind of like shut down around the whole thing.
Right, because of the way he comes at it. Like, oh, I want kids. You don't want kids, you know, and it's like, okay. But yeah, having that discussion like would make a lot of sense because that could ease some concerns. Either he can cut back with work and make sure that he'd be available. He can go ahead and start showing her how he could do that. Or, hey, maybe it's not going to work because I want a stay-at-home mom, you know? Like, okay, cool. A stay-at-home wife / mom, you know?
Yeah. I want you to be my mom. yeah. Which, so, I have a child, once again, if those of y'all haven't listened before. And I actually have another little one on the way. Woo-hoo. And I'm in like these little mom groups on Facebook and stuff. And that is a big concern because some of these women husbands don't be doing nothing.
No,
and it's like, girl, why are you even with him? Because he's useless. Exactly. So that is something you need to figure out before you have the kid. Like, what do you see your role as a father or, you know, if you're in the same sex relationship as like the, you know, just as a parent? Because it's a lot more than just like, you know, hanging out and doing the fun stuff. You have to be around for like the messy stuff and for the discipline. Mm-hmm. And then for like the stuff that is just, you know, boring, but it has to be done, you know?
Right. Absolutely.
The day in and day out, you know, making sure they don't, you know, like jump off the top of the dresser and stuff.
Right. And it's like, you can't tell me you're so exhausted from your work day. And like, so I have to handle everything. Like, no, I've already been handling everything. It's a lot. Like, you got to be hands on too. And so I don't think that she has gotten that from Nate just yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but Colby was like being weird about it just a little bit because he was like, I can tell she wants to have a kid. I was like, Colby, that's not what she said. She was just saying like, you know, her reservations about having a kid, but also never at all. Like there was an actual desire for her to actually have a kid.
Yeah. I think she said at some point that she was like, maybe she could think about it or something. Uh-huh. Like it wasn't
she'd
a
be
hard
open to the idea. But
yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. But it also made me wonder, I said, I wonder if Colby's into her because once again, there goes like a guy talking himself into a woman wanting a child because he has an interest.
Yeah. Yep.
So we'll see who he picks because as we talked about, Colby is the pick of the litter.
And now we get to the couple of the evening, I would say.
Yeah, Ray and Jake, and they basically just imprinted on each other. Like
I literally forgot they weren't the original couple. Like, as I saw them there, I was like, oh, shoot, I forgot they just met. What the heck? And they look good together.
Yeah, they do look good together. They have a lot of chemistry.
Yeah.
And basically, they just have, like, a million and one things in common.
It's insane. But it starts with him saying that, you know, he does want everything April wants, but he just wants it a little later and she wants it now. So, again, he's not, you know, hating on her and, you know, talking down about her to a new person.
Yeah. Unlike some people.
Some people we know.
However, I did think it was interesting. He said that April wants to be a young mom. Like, that's her big thing. And then he said, I feel like low 30s is a good point, which low 30s being a mom isn't old because that's, you know, hello, I'm low 30s.
Yeah, but, like, you can't tell a woman, like, you should be fine with your low 30s. Like, no, you don't know what health complications I could potentially have.
Yeah,
like,
especially someone who's 23.
Yeah.
It'd be different if she was, like, 28 and he's like, let's wait until, you know, we're in our 30s.
Or he could just be like, wait until you're, like, closer to 30 or something like that. But, like.
Yeah. Yeah, because he said that and Ray was like, or 27.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's the right number, I'm thinking.
Yes, I thought that was interesting. I was like, those are two. You're telling her to wait, like, 10 more years.
Yeah, like, that's a lot, sir. Calm down.
Yeah. But then this is when they start getting into their similarities. They say, how many kids do they want? They both want two. And then they both talk about how they were only children. They're like, oh, my gosh, me too. And they both grew up with single moms. And they're like, oh, my gosh, my mom is my best friend. And I tell her everything. And they're like, oh, my gosh, me too. We don't have any secrets. And then they both realize that they're both Black and Italian. Okay, so Jake said he was like, I'm 25% West African, and then my mom is Italian. And I was like, what is the other 25%?
Yeah, I know. It was interesting. Yeah, I was like, all right, maybe I missed it, but I guess not.
So Jake is 25% African, 50% Italian, 25% question mark. And then they say like how their relationships were with their mothers and how their moms weren't super strict, but because they loved them so much, they didn't act out because they didn't want to disappoint them and how they want to raise their kids the same way, blah, blah, blah. And he asked her what her ideal relationship would be. And she said, the first word that comes to mind is loyalty. Mm-hmm. And then he asked if that was a problem she had with Zay. And she didn't say,
dodge the question in a
good yes, but she says she just wants them to be able to go out like them being her man and her not worried about what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, that seems like there's been an issue before, because you wouldn't, like, why would you be worried about that if they haven't given you a reason to worry?
Exactly. And then also it makes more sense as to her, like, standoffishness in the beginning, right? Where he's all like, oh, I love you, you know, blah, blah, blah. Do you love me? And she's kind of like, I mean,
yeah.
Like, you know, she got a lot, maybe she's going through, or, you know, maybe there is some resentment, maybe not. Maybe she is just more reserved because she's just trying not to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she wants to marry him because, like, that was kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're not comfortable with him going out, then maybe you shouldn't marry him.
I don't want that. But you know how some people think, oh, this will fix it.
Yeah, no, that's not how
it'll
it works.
Be different.
Nope.
But one thing was, like, Ray and Jake, they were hilarious because they're like, we check all of the boxes, you guys, like, we just, you know, so Jake's like, Ray just checks all of my boxes and more. But I was kind of like, wait, did we actually, like, see the box description, or did we just see that they had a lot of similarities?
He was looking for a half Black, half Italian girl born to a single mother
who's really close to her mom, tells her everything. Also a minimalist. She did mention that was one thing that I caught that was, like,
yeah,
a thing. And I guess she mentioned loyalty and then the two kid thing, but I was like, I just thought there might be more that he might want.
Yeah.
marriage, I don't know.
Then we get to nighttime, and they're like a cocktail lounge bar situation. Yeah. And Ray starts a little game with the group where they have to make a confession or drink. Or it's more like answering a question. A confession seems like an oversell. First, she asks the guys who would they be most nervous about their ex living with, and they all say Randall. I was like, okay, Randall.
I don't know. Like, Randall's like, oh,
I like this game.
Swagger.
Boosting his self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked him to name their favorite sex position. Randall and Jake say they both like to hit it from the back. Colby takes a drink because he said he doesn't have a favorite.
Doesn't have a fave.
Okay. I don't get the impression that Colby is a virgin, but doesn't that seem like, you know, like when you're in school, mm-hmm, and it's like the virgin, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to drink because I don't have one.
Yeah, so I remember we I'm sure on one of the Bachelor shows, it was something similar, but maybe it was one of my Bravo shows. Like, people would boast about their sex life so much to where we're like, okay, so that definitely didn't happen. They're like, oh, I lost my virginity on the beach. And we're like, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think something's off there. But yeah, so it could be that.
Although nothing wrong with being a virgin. Do what you gotta do.
Oh, no, please. Like,
or don't do what you gotta do, whatever.
Like, do, yeah, make that choice for yourself. Well, I'm just saying, like, I could see where you got that.
Mm-hmm. And then Jake asked the women what guy has mostly everyone's attention. And then Alexis says Colby. Lauren doesn't say this out loud, but she says to the camera later that, mm-hmm, she feels like there's pressure because she likes Colby, and it seems like a lot of the women like Colby.
Girl,
and then Madeline
Alexis
is like, Randall.
Right. Alexis was so happy to quick to say Colby, and same for Madeline. Yeah. Quick to say Randall.
She's like, that's my man. And then Madeline says in a sigh that she hasn't been single since she was 17 or 18, and she thinks it might be toxic, but she's excited for this experience. And I was like, man, 17 or 18. And then that means, because she's only been with
Colby for, like, what, 2 years?
Yeah, so that means, I wonder if she was in, like, one lengthy relationship before him, which could also explain why she's unsure, because if she had, like, a long-term boyfriend before that and it didn't work out, and be like, well, 2 years, I don't know, this is not going to end in
right,
disaster
same
too.
Disaster. And then look at my parents. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm starting to understand you a little bit more, Madeline, but I just want you to let Colby go.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and explore and have your fun. Because the fact that you think it's toxic makes me think you're trying to do some real serious freaky stuff or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, she's trying to do a lot.
But at this point, I said, where are Shanique and Zay? They've both vanished.
Oh, no, that's so true. Like, we only get, like, glimpses of them, I think, yeah. Girl.
They weren't even, like, playing the game.
Oh, my gosh. My favorite part is up next. So, Alexis finds Colby sitting in a corner by himself, minding his own business. And she just says, you know, like, she's interested to start chatting. And he was like, yeah, you know, the icebreaker game helped me understand more, you know, about, you know, who people are interested in the house. And then here she goes. Okay, so what did you think about my answer? He said it surprised him. And so he's like, you know what? I guess I got to just go ahead and do it. Yeah, I thought we had a good discussion, but I don't see a future in marriage with you. And this girl said, well, that's hard to hear after what they had today. Now, ma'am, y'all did not have no googly eyes, hand holding, you know what I'm saying? Like, unbreakable, undeniable chemistry thing happening.
It was a real basic conversation.
Very basic. A first introduction. Y'all didn't have nothing. And he told you in the nicest way possible, no, thank you, ma'am. And this is what I thought. I felt like it was. And so basically she's like, that's hard to hear after what they had today. He says that he can't see a future and that, you know, he didn't get that internal feeling. Again, very nice way to do it. And she's pissed. She's like, oh, so you just nexted me as if that was even an option. Now, what did that mean?
I was watching my husband. And he was like, clearly it was an option because he just
That's what
it.
I thought too. I was like, you literally was like throwing yourself at him. And he was like, no, thanks.
That's pretty much all it takes.
So I wasn't
no
sure.
No means no, Alexis.
Yeah, girl. So you can't wait to watch the next episode because it gets worse. But anyways,
oh my gosh.
But I felt like he was nice up front. He did a good job. He wasn't leading her on. You know, he wasn't being rude.
Yeah, because he could have just been like, you know, you and me,
Or he could have got up and left. He could have just not engaged in the conversation with you at all.
Yeah, and now she's not, you know, wasting her time. She can go get to know the other guys.
Right. Like, sorry that you liked me so much.
Yeah. All right, and then the two love bugs, Jake and Ray, they're chatting again, and they're basically just blown away by how much they had in common. And they're talking about what she really wants and if she's open. And she said she wants to be happy in the end. So before her whole thing was like, I want to be engaged to, she's Ray Zay. And I was like, oh, I just want to be happy. Like, oh, okay.
Okay, girl.
And then Jake said he didn't start off the process willing to be open. He was like, you know, I didn't even want to come here. She brought me here. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm here,
and you checking
I'm
off
feeling
all my
a little mind. More open. And then April overhears them talking and they're like laughing, having a time. And she's kind of like, what is so funny? Mm-hmm. It can't be that funny. And then she said to see him dress up so nice. She's never seen him dress this nice before. And I was like, really?
Do you think it was an exaggeration because she was just like jealous in the moment? Or do you think that could really be the case?
I don't know, because I was like, I mean, he looked nice, but it's not like he was wearing like a tuxedo, you know?
You're right. He just had a blazer and a black tee and a chain.
Yeah, like.
Or was it a full suit?
I don't think it was a full suit. I think it was just like a jacket.
It was nice.
And, you know, like some pants. He looked nice. I'm not taking that away from him. But it's not like, you know, over the top nice. Like if you go to a nice restaurant or, you know, like a little cabaret type party. Does that make me sound old, cabaret?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you might wear something like that and you look nice. But she was talking like he had on like a tuxedo with like the penguin flaps and his little cummerbund.
That's why I think it had to just be like, you know, the whole like seeing someone happy without you, like seeing your person happy, like you just making everything seem like the most extra.
The best he's ever looked in his life.
Yeah. And it's like, really, girl, come on. He looked happy though. He did.
That or they don't go nowhere.
That too. So maybe that's a problem. Financially responsible.
Yeah. Save his coins.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, either way, she wasn't feeling it.
Nope.
And so we go back to Ray and Jake talking, and she says she felt comfortable with him off the bat, which is a good sign. And then he said their connection is making him feel kind of bad because, you know, he was in this whole other relationship, you know, 12 hours ago, and now he's here connecting with her. And then they show him in an interview and he looks like distressed too. And he's like, Ray checks every box and it's a little scary how comfortable they are with each other. And he said, Ray gave the ultimatum and she wants to get married right away and that he's not ready to marry April right now, but maybe he can change for the right person. I was like, ooh.
Dang. Again, like that's the second person who's basically said, I am ready to marry my person I came here with. But I could get married.
Maybe. Yeah. And then he said, you know, if you want to sit next to me, she goes, slide on over there. And then April comes over like, hey, y'all. What's like, going on? Her and I couldn't see who was with her, but it didn't matter.
It was, I know, right? It was Nate.
Okay. I feel like I keep forgetting about him each time I see him. I'm sorry, Nate. Yeah. And then that is where the episode ends. So. Wow. looking forward to continuing to recap this season with you guys.
Oh, yeah. This should be a lot of fun. This isn't one that we get to live tweet, but, you know, you can still follow us on Twitter at MustWatchWine.
Yeah, you know.
We'll get back with you.
We got something to say.
yeah, we'll get back with you. If you want to hit us up, we'll hit you back.
You can follow us on Instagram at MustWatchWithWine. You can email us, MustWatchWithWine@gmail.com. Share us with your friends who are all watching The Ultimatum. Share us with your friends who haven't started watching. You're like, girl, you need to watch the show. Or guy, you know, guys
absolutely.
Can watch the show. And be like, check this out. All that good stuff. And don't forget to rate. That helps us out. Subscribe. That helps us out. All that good stuff. And it makes us feel good, too.
It does. And if you want to leave a nice review, that's cool. If you want to leave a mean review, just like send it to us in an email. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to do all that public stuff. That's rude.
All right. And also, one, Alicia reads spoilers. I don't. So if you happen to find something, put spoiler in the subject line because I like to stay pure in my recaps.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Send me any of the articles that you guys have seen that I may not have seen yet. I did see the BuzzFeed one that recently came out about all of the discrepancies with the show. So that's great. But yeah, I love spoilers. I'm going to finish watching the season probably tonight. I'll be ready to be up to date with y'all.
And then let us know who from the cast you might like to hear from in an interview. We're going to try and line some of those up. So if you're like, you know, I need to know what Alexis was thinking to make her think that Colby was in love with her. You know, if that's what you want to know, let us know, or whoever else you might want us to talk to.
Of course. And we will be trying. I've already reached out to Netflix, so we'll see. Fingers crossed. Y'all send us all of the good, you know, juju.
Yeah. All right. And thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.